Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Confessions of a Pretty Hot Chick After Dark. That was James Brown, The Big Payback, and it is all about The Big Payback tonight. I'm just saying. Anyway, it is Alisa Marie Rivers, and I'm here with my besties, Margot Drucker, certified clinical hypnotist. Yay! And also my boy for 20-plus years.
Forever and a day.
Astral numerologist Lloyd Strayhorn.
Hey, guys.
Welcome, guys. Tonight's show is another crazy show tonight, and I'm going to kick it off. It is what it is. I say whatever, and it's cool. But tonight's show is all about bad breakups, and it's so funny because Margot texted me and said, what about this? And I said, let's do it. I love Margot. It was such a great one because I got to thinking, like, God, I have bad breakup stories. Oh, my God. I know we all do.
Yes, we do.
So, oh, boy. But first, something happened to me today, and it took my girl to say this, because sometimes a sister tries to save a penny or two. But in New York, it was, what, 88, 89, 90 degrees?
Yeah, it was sweltering and humid today, definitely.
Hell hot.
As Margo said, it was hell hot. But think this here. Now, ladies, when you reach a certain age, and we're saying 30-plus, it is imperative, penny liners are quite embarrassing. I'm just saying. I lost mine today in the street.
Yeah, but see, I'm a guy.
I can't right now.
No.
Oh, my Lord.
You're saying to me that women have actually lost their panty liners while they're walking. Don't they notice that they lost them?
Well,
and how do you notice when you lost them?
I'm going to let Margo say to you, when Margo walks in and I told her my story, I'm going to let Margo say what she said to her friend. Margo, when I told you I lost my panty liner, you said
you need to stay away from generic.
No, there was a fancy word. Y'all did a fancy word up in there with the generic.
She said drugstore.
Drugstore.
CVS.
Drugstore.
So, but you can
not
be
the same name.
Right. As the adhesive.
But you don't feel it, you don't notice.
Well, I went to the bathroom.
And now you know where your money was saved.
Exactly.
Right. Less glue.
Oh my God. I'm using the bathroom without getting too involved.
Getting into it, yeah.
And I said,
oh, because we weren't there already.
Really?
Really?
Margo's so right.
I'm sorry.
Okay, but with family, we can talk to each other. We can be open and honest.
It is adult hour.
It is adult content.
Yeah, adult
but I looked down and I said, wait a minute, I had a panty liner on. I wish y'all could see Margo's face.
Did people try to find it when they lose it?
See, that's why I asked y'all. Did y'all see it?
I have no clue as to what that is. See, that's the nice thing about putting those testosterone.
I can't stand Margo right now. She's going to have bottles of one shot. That's a bunch of...
Oh, my...
You see, that's what makes it nice to throw some testosterone in it as estrogen in conversation, because I don't have a clue. Like, don't you know when you lose it? Don't you know so-and-so? Don't you feel something up in there? You know what I mean?
It's them, baby. It's them. You don't feel
it.
Well,
I don't
wear
it.
That's the whole
point.
It's not up in there.
Okay, you see, now I'm getting a little bit more
understanding.
I see
another
thing.
Okay.
Feminine Hygiene Products 101.
I know. Feminine Hygiene Products 101. But I'm just saying, I lost mine. So I am breaking up with generic brand panty liners.
My breakup today.
Just saying, y'all. But anyway, call in 646-787-1620. We're talking about bad breakups and how, well, it has affected us and how we've healed from it. And Margo has some great ways, guys. If you're going through a breakup, she has some great ways for you guys to bounce back and heal. I'm just saying. And they can be tough. But I'm going to start off, before I go into my statistics and things I've learned, we're going to go into our own confessions because the show is called Confessions of a Pretty Hot Chick After Dark. I'm going to start it off with a bad breakup that I had. Okay,
right.
Y'all should see how they're looking at me right now because I already have a newbie. All right. Okay, I was dating this person for a while, several years, and it was a bad breakup. And guess what this dude, out of his anger, wanted to do? He threatened to do to me.
What?
He threatened to put our sex tape on YouTube.
Which
no. No. Stop it.
That's why I don't make no okay? Seriously.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things we're doing nowadays that will come back to bite you. Depending
yeah.
on how things end. Some people are not always nice, such as getting a threat like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I did. And you know what I said to him?
You would have got a lot of hits, though, I will admit.
Oh,
my
God.
Okay.
All
right.
Thanks,
oh,
Lord.
Lord.
Thanks, Lord. I would have been a Kim Kardashian, you know.
She's a Libra, too, by the way.
I like her.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Did you know that Kanye West married Kim Kardashian, who was the 21st, and dated... what's her name?
Amber Rose. Mm-hmm.
She was also born on the 21st. Just to put no
I credit. Like these women.
Yes, I know
I'm
you.
I'm just saying.
They're threes.
Anyway, but what I said to him was, you know what? Do so. All I have to do is let my family know, and
you
I'm above and beyond
him?
That. Yes, I did. I said, do so. Call his bluff. Do because listen. At the
okay.
end of the day,
I wish I could have seen him. Right after he said that.
Yeah,
I wish
yeah,
I could.
Yeah.
It's like I wish you would. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I love Margot's expression right now.
We'll see who comes out on top.
Exactly. But I said, you know, all I have to do is just let my family know, listen, there's a tape that will be circulated, and y'all be all right.
It might go viral.
Hey, y'all be all right. I mean, I'm
just
saying.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, can you believe the fuckers there?
It is after dark. What do you say?
The fucker said he threatened that he would put it on YouTube. And I thought I got rid of all of our sex tapes. I'm just saying.
See.
But he was hiding one.
A special one.
A special
one. A black one.
I guess it was special for him.
And so what did he say?
He didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. But it never went.
It just went away.
It just went away.
He got really quiet.
He got
well,
really
actually, it's to
okay.
his advantage also. Because it would be a report.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that.
I don't know.
He might have. I don't know. Let me say
I'm
this.
Just saying.
He might have had private showings, but at least he didn't have public showings.
Uh-oh. See, now you just put that in her
head. I know, right?
It's okay, honey. We'll work on it.
No, I'm
I love
no, that's the beauty of me being a man in this conversation to tell you what we think.
Oh, my God.
Okay. That was my bad breakup. Now, one more to make y'all, because I love entertaining you guys. Second one, bad breakup. Unfortunately, he didn't know at the time it was a breakup, but I was breaking up.
Yeah, we're normally the last to know.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That,
it's okay, honey.
But we were at an event. This day in the sky, we were at an event.
Okay.
And there were two young ladies at the table, two attorneys, and I went over to them and I said, here's such and such. He's sexually adventurous, and he'll make you laugh, and here he goes. Have fun.
And you gave him away just like that?
You
gave him away just like that?
You pawned him off like a shelter puppy?
See, Margo, you
yes, I did.
It's the heat. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's
okay.
How fucking... But there it is. There's my bad breakup.
Okay.
Margo? Uh-oh. I already know. Just listen. I'm not even looking at her right now because I can feel it. Uh-oh. Here we go.
You know what?
Uh-oh.
I'll just say this. So I think I may have mentioned this.
I like how Margo just
said
this.
I know.
This was a highlight.
I know. She's like...
Yeah.
Oh,
ahead,
no. I'm going to give a little... I will give a little bit of detail. So here's
uh-oh.
The thing. I just received in the mail my copy of my renewed restraining order.
Oh, my Lord.
That's how bad this breakup is. Wait, but listen. This is now, let's see, over 20 years.
How appropriate for tonight's show to get
right,
that
exactly.
name today. That don't make no damn sense.
Right, and I'm just being serious for a moment. This this was someone who, before, I'm dating myself, I don't really care. Before there were Lifetime movies, when there was the cultural references, like, oh, girl, that's like a Lifetime movie.
I remember,
before
oh
there was that,
mm-hmm,
this
mm-hmm.
one told me, if I can't have you, no one will.
Yes, I've had that. I've heard
my
that
Lord.
Happen.
He threatened to kill my entire family. He threatened to burn my mother's house down. Now, see, now you bring my mother into it.
Yeah,
now,
I know
if she's listening, I know she'll be okay with me saying this. That was the wrong thing to do.
Yes.
Mama's not good.
You don't mess with mama, no.
But, Margo, damn, that is a good Lifetime movie. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
yummy Lifetime movie.
Literally, I think, actually, it is 25 years of dealing with
May
this individual.
What did you do or didn't do to him?
Wait a minute. Oh.
Ladies, take
okay.
out your notepad.
I mean, guys, I know guys have hold up, but to hold on that long, where you still got to get an updated restraining order
right.
after all those years,
right.
that's like, and
so
family, don't guys get arrested or something like that? No?
He was arrested, he was threatened with jail time, he was thrown out of the military, because I told you I was active duty military.
Yeah.
And I will say this, I know that you people will in jest say, well, damn, girl, what'd you do? And for all of the survivors of domestic abuse and stalking, I will say this seriously. There is nothing that a man or a woman does to deserve
mm-hmm.
being abused, being stalked, being terrorized. This person was ill.
Yeah, well,
obviously, right?
Right, right.
He needs to see you, but not to see you. He needs to see you for therapy or counseling, but maybe...
No, honey.
No, he can't see Margo. But you're in a safe place. God, thank God.
Right. But I
did you do
right? Hey, right? It's like you didn't kiss him on his something.
No. I'm glad that I can laugh about it now because
it's
I have so
funny.
Much distance from
yeah,
it.
Honey, if it's 20
but
years, is he still in the area or is he in another state?
No, I don't want to give
no,
too many
God.
Details.
Oh, okay, yeah, excuse me, yeah. Sorry about
but
that.
But no, he's far away.
Good.
But, you know, to hop on a plane, it's...
1, 2, 3.
Right. Exactly.
But we're not going to even speak that.
I don't want to go too deeply
into
that.
Yeah, that's not
going to. Damn.
That's weird.
So, yeah, that's my bad breakup.
That's
no,
crazy.
That guy is, well, I shouldn't say dysfunctional.
Oh, wait a minute. And then I just have to say this.
Oh.
I found, you know, the posts that going around Facebook, follow these instructions and you can find old messages. Do you know what I mean? I've seen this. Before, I thought it was just a gimmick or, you know, and something told me this was about a month ago to actually do it, to see. I wonder if there are any messages that didn't come through Messenger for me to see. So I followed the instructor. Girl, from 2009, I had messages going all the way back. Don't you know I had messages from this fool asking me, this is... 25 years later, this was 2 years ago, these messages came in, asking me on a cruise to Mexico.
I know you said
I can't. Wait,
what?
I'm only kidding because I'm trying to figure out what is in his head.
Are you
to make
serious?
You think he can ask you a question and you expect it to say yes.
Right.
That's what I don't understand.
On Facebook, you can actually go back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll have to send you the... Yeah, I couldn't
believe
the
thing
stuff that I found.
It sent you down memory lane.
It's amazing.
You
party invitations.
Things
yeah.
you forget about.
Deaths.
You
like,
have to
you know,
send
being
that
notified
to...
Of it. Yeah, it's crazy.
That is crazy. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so happy that you are no longer with this guy, and
mm-hmm.
this guy is nowhere
mm-hmm.
near you to
no.
do anything. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Lloyd is smiling. Lloyd, I know you got a good one.
I got a lot of juicy ones. I'll just put one out there. I was dealing with this young lady, very intimate and whatever. And the last kind of several months, she preferred not to be as intimate. And so around my birthday, which is always raining or snowy, we went out. And I was told she was expecting. And it wasn't yours truly.
Ooh. Wait a minute. Now, did she upfront say it's not yours? Or did you...
No, she
right,
said
did she try to say this
no,
is
no.
your... Okay.
If we had not been busy
I know that
in
happens.
Several months, it's impossible for me to
right,
begin. Yes. Not unless there's a miracle, like
right.
walking on some water, which
mm-hmm.
is not happening.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's one way of
oh.
saying it's over.
Oh.
Well, I would
I'm
say
wow.
point was taken.
I'm stuck.
I was devastated at first, hurt, angry. You go through all these emotional ranges. And I said, at least she's honest.
Okay.
Unlike some
now.
Who have attended,
well,
right, back
right.
then, way back then,
right,
but
right.
at least, but the last, when I would be asking, what's up, you know,
mm-hmm.
Well, so-and-so, so-and-so, and then I guess probably she had to just tell me, and that was it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How hurtful.
I was hurt at the moment.
Yeah. Okay.
It was my birthday when it either rains or snows on my birthday, so that was really nice. That
oh,
was part of it.
Wow.
I can't.
Wow.
Okay.
Like this.
Hmm?
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, how are you now with that?
Yeah.
I just thought about it only because she mentioned tonight. Other
okay,
than
great.
That,
okay,
other
great.
Than that, that's like...
That,
you know,
and I love that motion that you're doing. You're taking your hand and you're taking your thumb and you're throwing it behind
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, that's
so
it, yeah.
Let's just take that now. Let's
mm-hmm.
grab a hold of that. Actually, grab a hold of that.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine it's right in front of you. Grab a hold of that
mm-hmm.
and toss it on back there because we don't want that hanging out. There we go.
Yeah.
And
that's
moving
what
right
I did
along.
Too.
That's
what I did too.
That's my girl right there.
And I had no anxieties, no animosity. At first, a little bit, but then I got over it.
Good.
Definitely.
Wow.
Keep it moving.
Oh,
keep it moving.
Oh, my God. I have, guys.
you got to keep it moving, honey. You can't stay stuck. Can I say something about breakups that I noticed with women?
Tell me.
Women will break up with a guy physically. But mentally and emotionally, they're still holding on, Margo. So, I try to take in the laws of physics, two things can't occupy the same space at the same time. So, I'm thinking if the woman learns how to let go mentally and emotionally since the person's gone physically, maybe somebody could come in and fill the void.
Right.
That's my
hear what
you're non-professional.
That has been your experience.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I do. I'm loathe to generalize.
Because
they're
still not here, but they're still
I'm
hanging on to that person.
To generalize with regards to behavior, whether it's men or women.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I appreciate that that's been your experience, and I'm glad that you found a way to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, this is really interesting. Guys, we're talking about bad breakups, and we have a caller on the line with a a funny-ass story about what she did in a bad breakup. Out of Detroit, my hometown, she mentioned that she stabbed all four tires so he wouldn't go on his trip.
Ooh.
Caller?
Yes?
Can you
Hello,
explain
everybody.
It? You stabbed all four tires. I can't with you.
Yes,
out of
I
my
did.
Hometown,
he
Detroit.
Pissed me off. He pissed me off really bad. I forgot what the altercation was. I was in my 20s, and that was the first time. And I just said, oh, okay. Well, since you sent me to 120 degree in the attitude range, I saw blood. And he was going on a trip, and I just politely got a nice, pretty one, and I stabbed all four so he wouldn't go on his vacation. I was feeling good after that.
Oh,
I just
Lloyd.
Feel bad.
Lloyd,
was he going with anyone else on this vacation?
You know, I don't know, but you never know. You know what I'm saying?
Which is why you slashed him four times. I understand that.
Yes, but, yes. Mm-hmm.
Babe,
I sure did.
Lord,
you can repair one, but you need some people to repair all four.
How did you feel
and
afterwards?
You know what? Afterwards, well, not right away. I felt bad later on, you know, months later. I mean, you know, I felt bad. Because it didn't have to go that route, but when you get into it with someone, an altercation, and, you know, and you're kind of like tugging and you're not fighting, I mean, don't get it twisted. He wasn't punching me and hitting me and stuff like that because I would have killed him. But it got to that place. See, I would have been like the burning bed. That's what I was thinking. But you know when a man piss you off though, guys, when a man really piss you off and can say the most darnest things, everything else is like you just see blood. It was just like I said, like the burning bed, girl. Yeah, I thought of that. That's how extreme that it was.
Baby, later in the show, Lloyd's gonna reveal which signs are problematic to break up with.
Okay.
I have to know.
It's hard for them to quite let go when you want to let go.
Right, I have to know. Tell Lloyd your birth date so he can tell if you're one of those signs.
October 26th.
She's a Scorpio. She would be in category number 3, but there are 2 in front of her.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
You know, from your birthday, it normally indicates you're really warm, loyal, and faithful if they really understand. That's the irony of it.
Oh, wow.
Damn, she's quiet.
That's
she's like, wow.
Yeah, I'm tripping. But I haven't done that in a long time, you know, so.
Well, that's why we get more experience and get better and come up with different types of ways of resolving a problem than when we're young and inexperienced, especially
yes.
when we don't care.
Yes, I've learned a lot. I'm calm, so trust me, no rage has come up, but, you know, you learn to control it.
Are you guys in touch?
Actually, yeah. Actually, you know what? He's my ex-husband.
Oh,
I'm glad I
It's
am.
Dan.
Oh,
what happened?
It was Dan, Lisa.
She's letting me know.
My daughter's father. We're good though.
I'm listening to this show. Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Wait.
Yeah.
Last question, baby. Now, how do you deal with men that piss you off? How do you deal with it now?
It's self-control. You really have to have self-control. You don't. It's not worth someone, you know, sending someone back to that place. So what I do, I pray a lot. I count to 10. I pray a lot, and you know, it helps me. You know, and I've been doing that for so long to where now I don't have those. Well, I put it like this: the guy that I'm with now have not sent me to that extreme. So, you know, it's all about who you choose to be with and what their demeanor is and, you know, how they are. So he actually calms me, girl. I'm in a better place.
That's good.
So you have to have self-control, though. You just have to have self-control.
That's true. Stay tuned because Margo's going to provide a few other things that you can do when you feel yourself getting in that state. What you can do to alleviate those feelings or recognize those feelings and get to a better place. So you want to stay tuned for that. By the way, the guy that you're with now, what's his birth date real quick?
October
27th. Oh, he's a number 9. God damn.
Yeah, They're both Scorpions. They're both one day apart. They're both water signs. They're both also fixed signs, which means they get set in their ways. Except the guy she's dealing with, he thinks he's the greatest thing since ice cream. You can't tell him Jack. That's what his challenge is.
That's true. That's true. He thinks that is so true. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Women have to be his blessing and his curse because they can't physically take something from him, so thus he is easily subject to being seduced easily.
Mm.
Oh, you're so good. Your muscles are so strong, you know, and just play right into it.
Uh-oh.
That's true.
She's quiet on that one. Baby, I'm going to let you marinate on that one, but I got another caller on the line who wants to reveal their craziest breakup story, and this lady, young lady's out of New York, I believe Harlem. Caller, what is up? Let us know your craziest breakup story as well as your birthday.
Hey, guys. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, baby.
Yes. Hi.
Okay, so my crazy breakup is this. I was in a relationship with this guy, and I went to work, you know, regular work day, came back home, noticed that the door was open, and, like, the house was a little crazy. So I look at the balcony, and my fiancé at the time had another girl over.
I can't.
He rushed the girl out of the house. I seen the whole shit go down. He comes back up, and I'm like, you know, I'm like, well, who's this girl? What's going on? You know, I'm screaming at the balcony, like, what the fuck is going on? Da, 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 da. So he comes in, and I'm like packing my stuff, like, okay, I'm just gonna get out of here. You know, I'm already heated. He's stopping me, not letting me, like, leave the place or whatever. I see, like, a blanket on the couch. Like, it was just crazy. So I'm like, you know what? I need to get the F out of here. I just need to get the F out of here now. I'm packing my stuff. He's, like, not letting me go, holding me, you know, like, trying to get me to stay. So I, like, my girl that I just heard over there, the last girl that spoke, so I did the same, a crazy situation like her. What I did, but mine was crazy. I didn't even know I was this strong. I'm like, wow, I must be a strong girl. I'm like going crazy, trying to get out of here. I ended up breaking the damn door from like the balcony, and the whole
thing.
Oh my god!
Oh my damn!
I didn't even know I was that strong. Okay, to make the story short, I managed to get the F out of there, and I'm sure he didn't get his security deposit back, and he had to figure out how to fix the damn door.
Oh my god, what, baby, what's your birthday?
February 7th.
Well, like me, she's an Aquarius 7. 7s are very analytical, and they let very little get by them without notice.
Wow,
yes.
And the crazy-ass fiancé that you were with, what's
his
birthday?
That knucklehead, that asshole.
His birthday was February 2nd, believe it or not. Another Aquarian, but he's the 2nd.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. And in fact, with the case of your friend, part of his challenge is that women are his blessing and his curse. There's always been a problem.
Yeah.
Even before you caught him in that, if you listened to him in the past coming in, he will probably tell you about women that were nice and then women that's, like, really making it difficult.
So I can't wait to listen to Margot's technique so I can take some insight on how to handle the next breakup.
Stay tuned for that. Thank you so much. That is crazy. Call it. I can't. Why? Can you imagine?
Wow.
Walking in. I don't know.
I wanted to ask how long ago this was. I was curious, but wow,
isn't that crazy?
I can tell you something even crazier than that too. A client of mine in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
She had broke up with her husband. They were thinking about getting back together,
mm-hmm.
moving back into their original place. So they began kicking it, getting very intimate again. On Valentine's Day that night, she called me because he had happened to come over. This time he wanted to kick it, but he also wanted to give her divorce papers too.
Oh!
And I'm saying, damn, that makes it difficult for a brother.
Wow.
How are you going to ask her for some?
I can't.
And give her, you know, I don't get that.
Wow.
I'm trying to say, fellas, what are we thinking? What are we, that's not right.
No.
That's what a bad reputation on brothers is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. No.
And women are not stupid. Trust me. Some of you are slow, but you're not stupid.
No, that's crazy. You know, when I thought about this show, I said, let me look what the statistics are in terms of men versus women. And I saw that women experience more emotional pain following a breakup, according to a study from Bemington University.
Mm-hmm.
Bemington.
You had it right, Bemington.
Bemington, I'm sorry. Forgive me, I'm trying to make this sure I have this pronounced correctly. But isn't that interesting, guys? And the study goes on to say, this is really interesting, but it's not... If there's common sense. Breakups hit women the hardest emotionally and physically. Women tend to recover more fully and come out emotionally stronger than men. Men, on the other hand, never fully recover. Let me repeat. Men, on the other hand, never fully recover. They simply move on.
You know why we do that?
I'm listening. I'm all ears.
Unlike women who will bond,
mm-hmm.
and will talk about the situations,
mm-hmm.
men don't do that. That's part of our problem. There's not
some men don't do that.
In my case, a whole lot of men.
I hate to throw a blanket over.
Well, but you're right about that. You're right about that. I'm talking in general terms.
All men, all women.
But very rarely have I heard, like, my friends come and say, like, yo, she ripped me off, she took advantage, so and so and so. I don't hear that. I'll hear about some football, some basketball, you know, some adventures, you know, having a party. But I never hear guys talk to me about, yo, man, my lady just screwed me over or whatever we might go through. I just don't hear it that often.
What do you think that is?
Because we men have our ego, and we, you know, with this ego, we're always invincible. And yet the ego is thin as an eggshell. That's the irony of it.
That is true.
See, and I think for every study that you find that says, to, especially when it's a study about emotions,
mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to quantify. And so I'm sure for that study, we can find one that may say something completely different in that men and women feel pain, the emotional pain. Perhaps they're and this is true to a certain extent from my experience, they express it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So the pain is there. It's just expressed differently. And I just say that because I don't want to
make that study be all studies in that sense, right?
To discount.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or to again throw that blanket over and say all men, you know, men don't really feel it. They just kind of move on quickly because I know men that didn't, that they've gone years of being in pain.
Mm-hmm, exactly right.
And everybody knew it.
When told what was happening,
yeah.
It took me a minute to get over that.
Right,
but
right.
But I had nobody to talk to. You see what I'm saying? So
right.
I had to work through it myself. But
yeah,
I think that's how most men do.
It's interesting. Right. Guys, we got another caller on the line from New York, I believe Harlem. Caller, what's up? What's your bad breakup story?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, baby, we can hear you.
Hi, guys.
Hey, baby.
Hello.
Hi.
So my breakup is sort of, it's funny now, but back then it wasn't funny, but it's sort of like I'm going out for, you know, a can of milk or a carton of milk and never come back.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
I dated this guy for 4 years. He knew my family, everything, you know, was peachy keen. I thought everything was fine. So sort of around year four, you know, we girls feel things. We know things are different, but, you know, we keep trudging along, hoping that, oh, maybe just, you know, we're going to wear this out. So one day he wakes up and he says, I'm going to go to D.C. and I'm going to go see my daughter. And that was normal to me because he did this all the time. So Friday, he's like, goodbye. I'm going to be back, you know, on Monday. I'm going to go see my daughter. Saturday came by, no call. Sunday came by, no call. I'm like, okay, you with your daughter, no problem. I'm not going to bother you, no big deal. Monday came by, no call. Tuesday came by, no call. So I'm blowing up his phone. I'm like, okay, this is really crazy. Call his mama. His mama's being really evasive. I'm like, do you know where your son is? Is he all right? Is he dead? Is he alive? No answer, no anything, nothing. I didn't know. I mean, of course, I knew we were broken up, but it wasn't a physical, like, a word that was said that we broke up until I tracked him down several months later, and I was just like, hello, what happened? He just couldn't tell me we were broken up. He didn't know how to tell me we were broken up. He was scared to tell me we were broken up. I'm like, you asshole. Like, this is like 11 months later. You couldn't just pick up the phone and say, like, I don't think we want to be together anymore. It's fine. Like, what was I going to do? I just found it funny how you just leave on a Friday and never come back. But I know you're in town, but
you never come
see me or call me. Years go by. I see a note on my car, and it's like, hope you're doing well. Mother F, I've been doing well. You broke up with me. You left me for dinner.
Hey, man, motherfucker.
Right.
Right?
Wow.
That later go by, Homeboy gets married and everything. So I put 5 and 5 together, May 10. Whoever this girl was, because you got married way too quick after you broke up with me. This girl apparently gave him an ultimatum, and they got married up the block in Harlem. And, you know, but if I was Boo-Boo the fool, I'd be like, okay, we're still together, because he never said the physical words to me. So right now I can laugh at it, but I was like, back then I was like, 5 goddamn years, and you couldn't tell me, hey, Michelle, you know what? We're not together anymore. It's not working out. So guys are scared to say those words. I don't know what reason that is, but they're scared to say those couple little words.
I agree with you.
What said you, Mr. Lloyd?
What did she say again?
She wants to know from
your perspective. I said, what says you, Mr. Lloyd, about guys that don't know how to just say those words?
Well, you know, it's hard. You know, it's interesting how we say we love a woman. We'll say, after you leave us, of course. Honey, don't you know, didn't you know I loved you? Didn't you see me move the mountain? But yet we didn't articulate the words, and that's, I think we men seem to be vulnerable, or we are perceived as being weak, which is absurd, actually. I think the better notion is to, express the emotions, if I'm loving you or whatever the case is. And then there's this issue about we men feel that women don't really want to know the truth. Most women do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we use that as a crutch that, well, I'd really tell her, but she really don't want to hear it. So he'll do a disappearing act, which is worse. Accident.
It is. It's cowardly.
Thank you. That's exactly what it is.
Quite cowardly. Carla, what's your birthday?
11/27.
Oh,
she's
no joke.
Nine.
Yeah, she's born the same day as Jimi Hendrix and a couple other famous. And it indicates this year you're going through a transition. In fact, where you're living or working or something with relationships, and it means you have to kind of be patient, which is normally not your strongest trait, because you're normally result-oriented, like it should have happened yesterday. And you
mm-hmm.
get a wolf time from your birthday. For some reason, you tend to attract men in uniform, law enforcement,
ooh,
military,
construction, and it's Fleet
Week.
Oh, wow. It's Fleet Week in New York,
yeah,
I'm just saying.
This way, yeah. Have you ever attracted a man in uniform, a dated man in uniform?
Nope.
Huh. Have they ever handled tools, machines, or instruments, mechanics, or whatever?
Nope, I don't think so. Not that I can remember. Well, no, not really. Mm-mm. Maybe that fool. Well, he was a truck driver, that fool that left me for dead.
Oh, that fool. Okay, well, I know how you feel about him, yeah.
Oh, wow. Call it. Thank you so much. Stay tuned, because Margo is going to give advice and exercise on what to do when dealing with a bad breakup. But I have another caller, 229 area code. Caller, what is your bad breakup story and a question for me, Margo, or Lloyd?
Well, I don't have a bad breakup story. I'm just calling in to say that I think men love a little deeper than women. So I think women love more often, but for men, they love a little deeper, so that's why it's harder to get over for men versus women.
Caller, can I ask you, why is that true for you? Why do you believe that?
Well, because I think men start out a little more guarded than women do.
I wish you could see Margo's face right now.
She's digesting it.
So what? Let me rephrase that then. What in your personal experience makes that true?
I mean,
child, what you been through?
I mean, I haven't
tell
been through
me,
anything.
Tell him. Because I know it's something.
I haven't been through anything.
Excuse me, brother.
Baby, you can talk to us. What have you been through, honey?
I haven't been through anything. I'm just saying that I think men love deeper because we love less often. Because we love less often.
Right. What are you basing that statement on? What information do you have?
Just all the men I know.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking. That's what I'm just. I'm asking. I want to know. Yeah. Okay. All of your friends. Okay. Wow. Men love deeper.
That's interesting.
Baby, what's your birth date? I'm curious.
May 22nd.
Lord, we have May 22nd.
Very odd and unusual. Very different, very sensitive. And you will attract, as a result, odd and unusual women, to say the least. So I know when you first started dating, your mother may have asked where you found her from. You like to be different, and that's always been your case.
Baby, you tend to agree with me? Okay.
Not really.
But I understand that. But they're very unique. They're normally not the average type of woman you would find for the most part. And it indicates in your own way, outside of relationships, kind of a genius in whatever field or endeavor you like, whether it's mechanical, mathematical, sciences, communications, whatever the case is. But you like to be different. If everybody does it one way, you do it another. Which is why I say you will attract odd and unusual relationships from time to time.
Are you in a relationship right now?
Yeah.
How long?
2 years.
Okay.
What's your birthday?
Her birthday? February 4th.
Damn, these Aquarius are popping up all over
the place. But notice, he's born on the 22nd, 2 plus 2 is 4,
mm-hmm.
and she's born on the 4th. So that means he may have met her on a Sunday, or they went out on the first date around February, June, or August. We don't remember, I bet she does.
Babe?
Yeah.
Oh, alrighty then. Baby, thank you for calling. That's interesting. Men, he said, our caller just shared that men love deeper.
In his experience.
I see you and Margo.
I listen closely to Margo's questions. See, she's sharp.
Yeah.
She's like a lawyer.
Woo.
Gotta think when you're in the
My Lord, caller, that you just started something going on with us right about now. But Margo, let's just, if you're going through a breakup, and breakups are tough, they won't kill you.
No.
They will sting a little bit.
No.
Oftentimes they make us grow, so we try not to do the same thing over again.
Exactly.
Not unless you want to be stuck.
If you choose to allow them, they will foster growth. You will grow. You will have no other option but to grow if you're open to it. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Every experience we have in life shows us
growth. How
come
some people don't get it, though? That I don't get it.
Because some people have the habit of staying stuck emotionally.
Mm.
Wherever that trauma occurred, they're stuck. They've got that habit of thought of, that fool, you know what he did to me? And they work themselves up, and they keep working themselves up, and they stay in that pit of despair.
Isn't that what you call drama queens?
I don't want to label.
I understand.
However, if that's what you choose to call.
Drama queens, baby. Drama queens.
Drama queens, but they're people, it's a habit.
Yeah.
It's a habit.
But it's not the best habit,
they
though.
It's not. But I mean,
and then they always mystify why they don't have the kind of relationship they're looking for, it would appear to me.
That's true. But
right. But
you know what? Lloyd, let's have Margo go. We're going to go into one of our trances. And Margo is going to let us know if you're going through a breakup, guys, if you're going through a breakup, let me break this up. If you're going through a breakup, and I understand it hurts, I understand it's tough, here's something that you can do that will help alleviate or soothe you. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Margo.
So,
take it over, Margo.
So right now, if you are going through that or if you're thinking about a past hurt, I want you to just drop into that thought of feeling that feeling just for a moment so you can feel how good it's going to feel when you shift out of that place in a moment. So take a moment, feel that feeling that you're feeling now of that heartache or that upset, that anxiety, or remember that feeling. Feeling that now. So now,
I want you to start by bringing your awareness to your heart. That's right. And as you do, imagine breathing deeply in and out from your heart. That's right. You may even want to hold your hand over your heart. Bring your focus there, to that hand, and to your heart as you breathe through your heart, through that hand, through that hand, and through that heart. Every breath takes you deeper into relaxation as you focus on breathing from your heart, through your heart, through your hand, and now feeling that good, relaxed feeling of breathing through your heart. Allow that feeling of calm and peacefulness to grow from your heart as you breathe in and out through your heart. That is heart breathing. That will allow you to shift very quickly out of an unwanted emotional state and into calm, peace. Practice that throughout the day, every day. Just when you think about it, when you remember, if you don't need it, if you do need it, remember, you can just drop your focus right to your heart and breathe. And when you do that, you are rewiring your brain for the change you want, for the emotional response you want, which is calm. Calm, peacefulness, relaxation. And that's heart breathing once again.
That's deep. That was amazing. This is one of the things that I practice every day. And guys, it works. It's so worth. You guys, if you want more information, a consultation with Margo, her sessions are amazing and so healing. Please contact her at P as in Pretty, I as in Ice Cream, H as in Hot, dot
today.
I love it. Dot today. Amazing things that can help with stress management, that can help with anxiety, all sorts of things that you're going through. And for this topic today, bad breakups, I'm telling you, it works.
And bad breakups can be rough. Emotionally, the consequences, everything.
I know. Let me tell you, my very first session with Margo, and we're dating ourselves back many, many years ago. I'll never forget. And by the way, it was the same guy with the video thing that threatened me with the video. Okay. So I'll never forget. I went and had a session with Margo, and I swear, when I got to him, he was upset because I was late. and he was standing outside a neighborhood that, you know, we lived in was not the type of neighborhood where a black 6 foot 4'3" black man could be standing outside because he didn't have a key. So he was so upset because people were calling the police. But anyway, so I saw him get out of the cab and he just starts in on me, blah, 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 blah. I swear all I heard after our session, all I heard was, you remember Charlie Brown?
Wah,
wah, wah. All I heard was wah, 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 wah. That's all I heard. So, with that being said, y'all need to contact Margo Drucker. I'm just saying, not at all, at PIH.today. Again, P is in pretty, I is in ice cream, hot is, H is in hot, dot today. You guys need to check out Margo. I love her. It actually works. Now, I can't, this hour just went by so fast. It's 10 to 10. What the hell?
Wow.
I know. But real quick, we're going to fight it up.
What's next week?
I'm only kidding. But real quick, I wanted Margo to go into another, but we'll do
that
right before we end the show because it's just so, I'm like, I can't go on about this. And it has nothing to do with our friendship. I'm telling you, it works. So with that being said, I did promise you guys that Lloyd was going to mention the signs that are problematic to break up with. Lloyd?
Yes. Well, the two signs, all the signs to a greater or lesser degree, but
uh-huh.
the signs primarily where you should not cross are Taurus, don't take it personal, guys, and Cancers.
Wait, when is...
Taurus
okay,
is for
month?
Those late
no,
April
month?
Into May, and Cancer are for those late June into July. They tend to... for example, I have a client in Maryland.
Okay.
She's a hand model. Beautiful hands. Until she dated this Taurus policeman, and they separated. He shot her hand.
Wait, what? He shot her in her hand?
Oh, my
God. What is wrong with people?
I'm just trying to tell you.
Oh, my Lord.
We guys got to do a lot of growing up. We got
to
do a
lot
of growing up.
You know what, honey? That is not about growing up. That's sickness. That's
yeah, but
he needs to be strung up by his bones.
To do that. And she has beautiful hands, and you could tell... You know, it's
shot
a mess of
her
hand. Yeah.
That's a disturbed
And
individual.
He was a Taurus?
And a police officer.
He was a Taurus?
Yes.
I say that for a reason. He was a Taurus.
Yes.
Wow.
My daughter who gave me, shall we say, hell for the 18 years was a Taurus.
Okay, we all got quiet.
I wasn't expecting him to say that.
Remember the scene in the Tyler Perry movie, Janet Jackson? And she was with her husband.
Why did I get married?
And she tore everything apart. She's a Taurus. That was a perfect part for her. When the director said, just tear everything up, rip everything apart, she probably said, that's my good scene. I ain't even got to, that was a one-shot take, I bet you.
Wow. Oh, my. Okay. Wow.
And cancer
and Taurus.
Cancers, too, because... Cancers have this thing. See, cancer is
y'all
a nurturing
see Margo's
sign.
Face. Oh my God! What?
And cancer is a nurturing and mothering and protective. And sometimes when they feel that they therefore own and control you,
mm-hmm.
like Tauruses do. Now, understanding that you have a life also, and it's no accident that the sign that's found in the top 10 of the FBI wanted list are cancers.
Oh my God!
Yes,
really?
Do the research. Don't take my word for it.
Oh my goodness. Really?
Yes.
The sign.
Don't
most
get it
often.
Personal, guys. Don't come at Lloyd Strayhorn. Go to the research. You call.
Yeah, y'all don't say anything about my
guys,
baby.
Y'all
don't.
Y'all go to them and y'all straighten that out with them. Don't call me.
Interesting.
But top 10 FBI list, more often than not.
They're cancers. Mm-hmm.
And
I thought they were
I dated
so
a
sweet.
Cancer many more. He was crazy.
Them like the plague.
Yes. Well, cancers, all the signs have their good points, and all the signs have their not so good points.
He tried to trash my apartment. I'm just saying.
Yes, because cancer rules the home. You got
to
understand, cancer rules
later.
And cancer rules family. So what else is he going to get?
He was crazy.
It makes perfect sense.
Nice guy.
Until you piss him off.
Yeah, that
we are all nice until you piss us off.
Wow. Taurus and Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Taurus or Cancer, you'll be all right. Don't worry about it.
Now, that doesn't take the other signs, they have their drama, too. Like scorpions, they fall in the third position.
I wish y'all could see Marlo's body.
You know, they
right, that's
yeah.
Mr. Restraining Order.
Yeah, Mr. Restraining on Scorpio.
That's Mr. Restraining
yeah.
Order.
Wow.
Scorpios.
What about Leo?
Leos, they do up to a point. I had a Leo friend, when you broke up with him, you weren't supposed to date a woman for at least 3 to 6 months. Seriously. He was very serious about it. Okay?
Interesting.
Yes. He was just that much into his ego.
Wow. I wish we had time to go through all the signs, but guys,
I think
Taurus,
we'll do that next time. We'll explore
yeah,
more
yeah,
of the
we
signs
have,
and
yeah.
details.
Taurus, Virgo, Scorpio.
Yes.
Cancer.
I'm sorry, not
Taurus,
Virgo.
Cancer,
I'm sorry.
And,
my apologies.
And Scorpio.
Taurus, Cancer, Scorpio.
Right.
Sorry, Virgo.
And
Taurus,
we know,
Cancer.
And I want to be very clear the way Margot says it. It's not painting a broad brushstroke that all Tauruses is this way, or Air or Cancers, or Scorpions, but those three do tend to stick out more. That's all I'm saying.
Well, let me just...
When you've got the FBI, Ken Mills wanted to back up your statistics.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't take my word for it. Do the
I'll
research.
I'll tend to say.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, and being that, as Marco said a few shows ago, that I should have a T-shirt that said I've dated all the signs, which is
no, I need a T-shirt like that, too. I dated all the numbers.
Oh, that's great. We're a mess. All the numbers. So between the two of us, we have a
we got all the time.
Right?
All the numbers. That's right.
Goodness.
That's right.
But
we got it.
Would you like to count on Sesame Street?
Right. That's right.
One. Right. Two.
Thank you, Marco.
And the funny thing is, I'm envisioning the crowd.
Right.
This is a funny shit.
Boy with a cape on.
That's
right.
Boy, vamping. That's exactly
what
I did. Can I do something?
You did. That's a cute idea with Lloyd and the cake.
Halloween
show.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Oh, my God. I can't believe this hour wrapped up so bad. Exactly. So we've been talking about on Confessions of a Pretty Hot Chick After Dark, we've been talking about bad breakups, guys, and we all have gone through them. And for the most part, we've all come out of it pretty okay. So if you're going through a bad breakup, I understand right now it seems like the end of the world. It hurts. You feel like you've been gut punched. And it's okay. I understand. We really do. But I wanted to leave you guys with another technique exercise from Margot that could help. Trust me, these things help. So I wanted to leave the show off with, and we only have just literally 3 minutes left, so Margot's going to do this in a minute.
So, okay. All right.
Y'all don't understand, but anyway.
My microphone just went across the room. Okay. So I'll preface this with, if you are being stalked, if you are in an abusive relationship, please get help. There is help for you. And now, here is another exercise to use when you are experiencing an unwanted emotional state, anxiety, stress. Now, I know you know this, but every time you do it, you faint. So pick a spot or focal point to stare at. That's right. Loosen your jaw. Relax your tongue. While staring at that spot, slowly expand your vision. While staring at that spot, bring it out to the side. While staring at that spot, up to the ceiling, down to the floor, imagine seeing more as you're staring at that spot. And that is peripheral vision. Use it every day to rewire your brain.
Damn, if that wasn't dramatic.
I know. I love her. I love her. Guys, believe me, do that, it will get better. Right, it will get better. It will get easier. Margot Drucker, PIH.
Margot is great.
Dot today, again, PIH dot today. Lloyd Strayhorn, numbersandyou.com. And Lloyd,
and I just got
book.
A new book out.
Right, got a new book out this
book
week.
Book of Numbers. Yeah. You can get it on Amazon.com, and you ladies will have your copy in another week.
Thank you, Lloyd.
So,
no,
exactly.
Thank you.
So you guys have been listening to Confessions of a Pretty Hot Chick After Dark, where we're talking about bad breakups. So please, PIH.today, that's Margot's website. Go on to learn more about these techniques and how to help with anxiety and all kind of emotional issues. And next week, we're going to get into something else crazy.
Juicy.
It is what it is. So thank you guys for listening tonight. Have a great holiday weekend. At the end of the day, you know what? It ain't that fucking bad, okay? Just enjoy it.
Yeah, we'll
see
you next Thursday.
Okay, and Zoo breaks up with you, she breaks up with you, fuck it.
Yeah,
Two tears in a bucket,
yeah.
Motherfuck it.
And then call Margo for some techniques, okay?
Because right. You don't have
fine.
To suffer.
Yeah,
there
you
go, you don't have to suffer. So, good night, guys. Have a great weekend. See you next Thursday.
I love this
show. Be safe.